If you are single and you're kind of frustrated about it, or just kind of annoyed at what all your married friends are saying about your singlehood, all up in your business, or maybe not in your business enough, if you're feeling frustration about your singlehood in this present time, then I want you to know that this episode was recorded just for you. If you're not feeling frustrated about your singlehood, that's okay. If you're single and you're like, I don't want to get married, or I don't want to date, that's okay too. You don't have to listen to this. I just want to make sure you guys know exactly who this episode is for. Now, I do also want you to know that I use the word waiting quite a bit. So if you've got like little kids in the car that are going to be asking you a bunch of questions, like what does waiting mean? And if you don't know what I'm talking about just yet, then this also might not be the episode for you. But if you are interested in a conversation like that, I talk about that. Also, this past week, I got a question where someone was asking me, when your body is physically not wanting to wait, when your body is feeling a little something, something, and you know you want to wait, but your body's like, just kidding. What are you supposed to do about that? So I consider that like an 18 and up conversation. And every week on my Patreon on Wednesdays, I do a bonus episode called Ask JG, where people can send in anonymously. They can send me a DM, a private message on Patreon, and I answer that question. This past week, I did a 20-minute episode that talks about the physical desire of intimacy and what that looks like and what that means. I shared that from my perspective as a Christian woman who also happens to be married and who did quote unquote wait until marriage, if that's what we're talking about. But I talk so much more about that in that episode on Patreon. Everybody that's a member of my Patreon community, that's $5 a month, and you get a bonus episode every week where you get to ask me questions. You get free shipping on merchandise. You get to hear music early, see videos early, and we even have movie nights. Next month, we are going to watch The Greatest Showman together, and I'm so excited. So check out patreon.com/JamieGrace. You can also check out the link in my bio on my Instagram at JamieGraceH, but I want to make sure that you know that I'm still going to be talking about very, very much that topic, just not as much in detail right now, because this is the Jamie Grace Podcast. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, produced by me, Jamie Grace of 91. From Team Single to Wait It Out, this podcast has had many names, but the heart remains. I rant and give my thoughts and advice on pop culture, wellness, dating, and relationships with sarcasm and sincerity. I hope you like it, maybe even love it, and consider subscribing and sharing if you do. What's up, friends? Jamie Grace here, and welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. A couple disclaimers. One, I'm driving, like, so safely. I'm not holding my phone. I'm holding the steering wheel instead. Thank you for improved technology that, you know, I can just chill and record while I drive. And second of all, I don't remember what the other disclaimer was going to be. But yeah, I'm on my way to pick up my favorite, child human, my daughter, and her name's Isabella. She's been at my parents' house today. Usually my husband picks her up. He was exhausted from work, so we traded. I'm picking her up and he's doing laundry. Ayo! Who's really winning?
Me!
It's not about winning, guys, marriage. It's about friendship and both of you winning when one of you dies, because that's how it works. Anyways, okay, so I want to make this message because I've spent some time talking to some single people. In case you didn't know, I used to be single. That's usually how it works when you're married, is that you weren't always married. And so I used to be single, but it used to be like a huge part of my platform and what I talked about. It wasn't because I was like trying to be an inspiration or anything. That's super cool that people consider me that. I'm grateful for that part of my platform for sure. But it was more so just because I was like tired of being single. I was just over it. But also I was like pumped about it. And I just, like, I liked dating, but I also hated dating. Like, I like talking about my life. So it just kind of became a part of my platform. There are people out there that are matchmakers, that are dating coaches. That's not me. I just talk a lot. And so it became a part of what I do, right? So I was speaking with a mom today. Well, a radio host today, a DJ, and she also happens to be mom, and we ended up talking about her daughter a little bit after the interview, who was single. And I get that a lot. Like, I'll be talking to single people and they're just kind of like, look, let's just be real. Like, it's hard being single. And occasionally, man, I just like to make very specific for single people because I was there, right? And I get it. And like, that's just a conversation that I want to forever have. Because one of my main things is like, I never wanted to become that married lady that was like, just wait, you guys. Just wait. Just give me a key. Just wait. And like, I get it. Like, that's a huge part of it is waiting. But waiting stinks sometimes. And like, that's literally the message that I wanted to share with you guys today. It's like, if you're listening to this and you are totally, you know, content being single and you're like, I don't want to be married, I don't desire marriage, or I don't know, or I just don't care, I just got out of a breakup, I'm trying to figure it out, like, then maybe this is not the episode for you, and that's totally okay. I would never claim to know exactly how you're feeling, exactly what you need. Like, that's not my vibe. All humans are so unique and intricate, and I'm not about to be like, this is the message for all singles. All the singles need to listen up. Bruh, I don't know your life. Like, this might not be what you need right now or what you want right now. But if you are single and you are in a season where you're like, look, bruh, I'm over it. Like, I want to be married, or I want to be in a relationship. I want to move forward. I want to pursue this. Like, why hasn't it happened? Like, this is for you, right? And if you ever listen to my content, you're probably not going to hear anything today that's like new and like revolutionary, that you've never heard in general before, but especially not have heard me say before, because I kind of believe, like, once you, you know, get some good info, you should keep sharing it, even if it's the same thing over and over again. Yeah, always have to visit that church, but you know, COVID. Like, I totally get that, like, everybody has like their different things. I just personally am not trying to like be around a bunch of humans right now. That's another conversation for another day. Anybody gonna like love how it's been like 14 minutes and I still haven't said what I was gonna say yet? Welcome to my life. Bruh, here's the thing. It's okay to be single, and it's okay to be annoyed about that, and it's okay to also be pumped about it too. Like, you don't have to pick a side, right? You don't have to be like, okay, well, it's Sunday, I just went to church, or I just watched church, I did drive-in church, whatever it is, because it was a church day, because it's the Sabbath, I must now, therefore, go out and be content in my singlehood. And then that's it. It's not rational. It's not practical. And again, if that's you, then great. But if that's not you, that's okay. It's okay to be frustrated in your singlehood and totally content at the same time. Let me explain. I'm at a red light. I'm not on the highway anymore. That clapping was not dangerous. Let me explain. I have a husband that I like a whole lot, and we have a human child that I birthed. And she's fantabulous, right? Y'all, if you've ever heard me talk, you know that I want to have multiple kids. I don't know how many kids we're going to have. I don't know when our next child's going to get here. I don't know how that's going to happen. Lord knows, like, it was real difficult carrying this one and delivering through that tiny hole. So I'm not sure as far as like the next one, when they're going to show up. Like, I don't know none of that. Literally only the Lord knows. Only the Lord. So, but like, honestly, I cry about it sometimes because I don't know. I cry about the fact that I don't know, like, man, I want to be a foster mom, but like, it's just not practical with my job to like be a foster parent. I want to adopt teenagers. I want to foster the teenagers that people are like, oh, this teenager's a troubled child. Well, yeah, like we are not all a hot mess, and like, not like we're like, ugh. I don't like when people talk about teenagers in the foster care system like they are just like the worst, because they're not the worst. They are human who have faced things that were out of their control, and their actions are typically a response to that. And I want to be able to be a bonus mom to those kids, if not a mom to those kids, or just an adult figure to love on them and encourage them and support them. But that's not the season that God has Aaron and I in right now. That's what my husband wants to do as well. Like, he literally, when he and I first got married, we used to look through the adoption photo listings of like the sibling groups, like 13 and up, and we would just talk about like who's gonna be sharing a room and all this stuff. And he has such a passion for especially young men of color that are looked down on simply because of their stature or their skin color or their history. And so he and I talk about this all the time. But this is what I need y'all to understand. Just because we desire that Just because we desire for our family to model that someday does not mean that I am not absolutely content with being the mom to one sweet, incredible baby girl named Isabella. Right? So the thing that sometimes stresses me out, and by sometimes I mean every 30 seconds, with a lot of married people, especially Christian married people, I don't know if I've said this or not, if this is your first time listening to my show, I love Jesus so, so much, so I just want that to be very clear. But what frustrates me is that people try to do that to single people a lot. It's like, oh, well, you can't desire that and be content. As though those things are not, what would be the phrase? As though they're mutually exclusive, would that be the phrase? It stresses me out. And so, like, my message to single people today, and also I want to also very much make sure I clarify that the desires that God has put on my heart as far as wanting to be a mom in that capacity, I'm not comparing it to singlehood, because I know that those are two very different seasons of life, especially when it comes to desiring certain things physically and intimacy-wise. If you want to know more about that, I did a legitimate episode on that. It's like an 18 and up episode on that on my Patreon, patreon.com/JamieGrace, where I go I just answered the question for real. Like, how do you not do it when your body want to do it? So there's that. Hey y'all, I wanted to take a quick moment to share with you some info about one of my favorite sponsors of the Jamie Grace podcast. Y'all, when quarantine first started, I was not very interested in this whole online counseling thing because it made me really anxious. And as someone that has anxiety, I had to figure something out because a lot of things make me anxious. Eventually, I gave it a try, and I have to say that it's been very beneficial for me. So I want you guys, if you need to check out Faithful Counseling. Whether you have an anxiety diagnosis or you are dealing with the everyday frustrations of life, I can promise you that you will find it beneficial to talk to a counselor through Faithful Counseling. You can go to faithfulcounseling.com/JamieGrace to learn more about the very affordable counseling that they have and the four different ways you can communicate with a clinical therapist. And if you'd like, they can incorporate some faith-based things as well into your counseling. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/JamieGrace. That's faithfulcounseling.com/JamieGrace. Yeah, so it's okay to desire something and to also be content where you are. It's also okay to be frustrated where you are and to also be content with what you have. Using my sweet baby girl as an example again, there were many seasons where, I mean, she's what, a year and a half? How old is she, guys? She's a year and a half now, and she is great. She's always been great, but now it's this really cool season. I mean, she's talking a lot. She can walk. She's not, like, very independent, but, I mean, she is kind of, like, she plays by herself, and it's to the point where I can get, like, 20 to 30 minutes a day, at a time, rather, of, like, work done, even if I feel like I need to, like, talk quietly, because, like, I'm not trying to, like, put their business out there. Like, my parents, like, live in, like, a mature neighborhood. They're not old. They are. And so I feel like I have to, the speed limit is 15 miles an hour. So I feel like I should, like, talk at 15 miles an hour. That would mean talking slower, not quieter. Okay, so Isabel's great. She's always been great. But there was, like, this season, y'all, where she was waking up like every few minutes. She had some health complications. I don't know if we'll get into all that now or ever or whatever, but she's doing great now, but she had some health complications. And even when, even when I was pregnant with her, like, it was so hard. Like, again, not something I'm sure I'll get into right now, but, like, pregnancy is a beautiful, wonderful, amazing thing. But, you know, y'all know that I have mental health issues and stuff. And so there's just been a lot of hurdles that our family has, jumped over. There's been a lot that we faced. Beside the point, what I'm trying to get at is that in those moments when I was frustrated with either, you know, learning how to navigate through having, like, a newborn or, like, you know, being prego, like, whatever, like, navigating through all that stuff, it doesn't mean that in that moment I was like, I wish I didn't have this baby. And even if, like, y'all might think this is totally off, but I'm just gonna say this really quick for the mom that is listening that needs to hear this. Even if that is your thought, it does not mean that you're not still grateful in many ways. And now I would say, and I don't mean this sarcastically, though my tone is often perceived as sarcasm, I would say, you know, let's pursue some therapy, some accountability. Like, don't be ashamed if that's something you need to do, if you are having certain feelings and thoughts, because that's important. Postpartum depression is a real thing. And my battle with that is not this conversation, but what I'm getting at is that sometimes you'll even be frustrated with things, angry at things, mad about things, but you're still grateful. I love how in this neighborhood, everybody just waves at everybody and just, like, nods. Like, they're the cutest little old people. I mean, wise humans. I love it so much. I miss my child. I can't wait to see her. Let me drive on the right side of the road. Not that I wasn't. It's just that, like, the neighborhood is, like, so small and tiny. It's, you just kind of cruise, and it's like the street is, like, really wide. Oh, that's a cool truck. The street is, like, really wide, so you just, it's not that, you just kind of, like, you do have to follow the rules, but, like, oh, that little old man's precious. Okay, I need to get out of the car. But y'all, the moral of the story, the end of the conversation, don't let anybody tell you that you have to feel one thing one way just because they did, right? Don't let anybody be like, well, I met my husband at this age, so you need to calm down. Yeah, like, if you're out here running around naked in the street saying, kiss me, yeah, you do need to calm down. But if you're talking about, like, look, I desire to be married, I desire to go on a date. It doesn't even have to be, like, you know, an obsession with marriage right now. It can just be like, I desire to go on this date, I desire to have fun with someone, I desire to go bowling, mini golfing, Chili's, Maggiano's, like, whatever. I just desire to have fun, to date, to not be dealing with COVID and meeting people on dating apps, to be meeting people on dating apps and actually be at Starbucks instead of a Zoom call, like, to not be long distance with someone I'm interested in. Whatever that is, it's okay to feel that without having these, like, messages in the back of your head of, like, oh no, like, I can't feel this desire because I'm a Christian and I'm supposed to be content with being single. You can be content with being single, embracing being single, enjoy being single, living your best single woman life, single man life, and still have moments where you're like, man, if I had a spouse right now, we'd be having so much fun together. It's okay to have those moments. It's okay to go ahead and continue to pray for your spouse, to pray for your future first date, to pray for your future second date, like, whatever that means, man, that is okay. And ultimately, you know, what we do is when we desire things and we want things that we don't have, we pray about them, we take them to God, and we say, God, I love you a lot. I'm grateful for where I am, but this is something that I would like. I'm laying it at your feet. So help me enjoy where I am right now, and I'm putting the future in your hands. I'm trusting my future is in your hands. That's what we do with it. We don't take those desires and throw them in the trash. We have a place to put them. We have somewhere to take them, right? And I just wanted to share that with y'all because I don't like seeing single people get, I feel like, kind of ridiculed for wanting things and desiring things. So I just wanted to share that with y'all today. Hey, I gotta go. I gotta pick up my little one. I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you want to see my full, or rather, yeah, see and listen to my full How to Date series, it is on my Patreon, where you can also send me a DM, a message of all of the, of any question that you might have on dating, relationships, life advice, food, literally whatever. I do exclusive episodes there every Wednesday, and then these episodes come out on most Saturdays. And then also, like I said, on my Patreon, you know, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember what it was that I was mentioning earlier. That's on Patreon, but there's a lot of fun stuff there. So check the show notes or go to patreon.com/JamieGraceH. Whatever you do, hit me up on Instagram at JamieGraceH as well. Wait, patreon.com/JamieGrace. Also hit me up on Instagram at JamieGrace. I love you so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Okay. Okay, bye.